Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rambling Ravenclaw podcast. I know it's been a long time since we have recorded and been on this podcast, but we have a special guest today, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. I think her pronouns are she, her, but if she is not, she can correct that in her little introduction. But let's give it up for her and welcome her in.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm the face of Fan Corner Creations, the crazy TikTok lady. / Niffler lady, I feel like is my most known things. My pronouns are she, her. What are your pronouns? I just realized I don't know.
I know. I am she, her. I am, but I am a ally. So like we are welcoming everybody on this podcast. We don't judge people's backgrounds, whether they are a man or a man became a woman or a woman became a man. We welcome everybody here. We do not share the same views as JK Rowling. We respect her writing, but we do not respect her views like that. We welcome everybody.
Always an important distinction if you're going to talk about Potter.
Yes, which that is, and I mean, that's what always, people always wonder that, but I'm just like, I'm a teacher by trade. I kind of have to welcome kids and let them try to be themselves. That's partially why I like this podcast, is I can meet people from all walks of life and we can gush and be nerdy and there's no shame of it. And that's what I like about it. So you called yourself a Niffler lady. Is there a story behind why you call yourself a Niffler lady?
So at least on TikTok, I'm like, my most viral videos have all been related to my Nifflers. So I have this like wedding ring Niffler line that I started. So basically I started training Nifflers to protect wedding rings instead of steal them. It was very rough. I convinced them basically that like, it's beautiful to give it up for true love. No. So it was a very long process. And there's all kinds of shenanigans that we get into while we do it. They definitely steal things from me during the training process. But, and if you buy one and they steal something from you, I take no accountability whatsoever. That's my legal disclaimer.
Disclaimer, like a little subtext, as soon as someone purchases it, be like, I am not responsible anymore for this little Niffler, which is adorable. No. We don't have any Nifflers in our house, unfortunately, but we do have a few various creatures. We have the Numbreon here. We have a dragon in the corner. I know our listeners can't see that, but she can. That little green, that blue dragon in the corner. My mom is a crocheter, and she spent the pandemic early on learning to crochet, and that dragon is crocheted.
That's so cute.
Because my husband loves dragons. Like, we have so many. But that's okay, though. It's just, we have... Like when you said fandom, I'm like, yeah, we have a ton of fandoms represented in this house. So it's hard to say, yeah, we just are a fan of one group. That's kind of why I was like, let's reach out to Rachel and see what her little fandom creations, because those little ring boxes are adorable, guys. Like, I really recommend her to go look at those. They're so cute. The Nifflers.
Thank you.
Too.
Yeah, we have a lot of fandoms going on over at Fan Corner. I think it's maybe my ADHD, I hyperfixate. So I'd say my main two fandoms, like not even necessarily my shop, but like in my life, are Disney and Harry Potter. But that being said, I'm very big into Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. Like basically if it's a fandom, I know a lot about it. That includes a few random sitcoms. Okay. If it's Friends, which yep. is how the business started, was the Friends frame. If it's a Friends reference, I will catch it. Yes. Like How I Met Your Mother, everything like that. So, and we recently just got into Pokemon as a business. So that's exciting. We made a little Pikachu, because I know that's like the most basic B answer in the world, but they are my literal favorite Pokemon.
It's okay. We have a lot of, we love Friends too in this household. Like we got engaged through a Friends episode. He was sneaking it and doing it the episode before the proposal. So he's like, I'm going to do the actual proposal. So it was like, he was sneaky about that. And I'm like, dude, he used Friends as a reference. He's like, it threw you off because we were doing what we usually do and you had no idea. And so we love our Disney, we love Friends. And I did watch How I Met Your Mother over the course of the pandemic, like when it first hit in March, that was my show I watched all the way through. Cause it was all the way, I think it was on Hulu, I think all the way through.
Yeah, it's Hulu.
Everyone's like, you're just now watching it. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's just, you know what? I think that's actually what's good about some of these series. Cause obviously Friends, I'm young enough that like, I wasn't watching it as it was coming out. But there is something nice about some of those older shows being able to like go back and binge them. I think people do the same, like Grey's Anatomy. Every single day, something like, I don't know, they said a number in an interview I watched with the girl, but a lot of people start Grey's Anatomy every single day, the pilot, to this day. So it's kind of crazy to think about, but like, I definitely think at least then you get to binge, you don't have to wait.
Yeah. I mean, that's partially why I like the like binging a lot of old shows, is because you don't have to have, and yes, you can get spoiled all the time, but like at the same time, you can still be shocked about like how it happens. Like if someone tells you, oh, this happens, it's like, really? And then you have that question of like, how is that going to happen? And then you see it, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense now.
I had a friend who only just read the Harry Potter series for the first time, like a year ago. And we were all talking and I accidentally spoiled that Severus Snape was not a like actual bad guy, that he had like triple, you know, was like triple undercover. And she was like, what? And I was like, how have you lived 25 years and never learned this? Like, it blew my mind.
Be very worried. But then again, I watched today, like on Instagram, one of those reels, like someone has, her best friend had never seen all the movies before. And so like, she was like, the first one, she's like, oh, this is so cute. Second one, oh, this is cute too. Three, oh, this one's great. He has a family. And then after the fourth one, you start seeing her face start to get more emotional about this. She, like at seven, I think they end at part seven of part one. And like, she's like, that's it. That's how they end it. They just like cut it off. Like, what the heck? And I'm like, and then at part eight, she has like mascara running down her face. And she's like, why did you tell me that was going to happen?
That's hilarious.
Like, how do you live in this modern world with so many Harry Potter people everywhere and not know that was gonna come?
Like, some of it, yeah, like I could see being surprised by like Dobby maybe or something, but like Dumbledore dying, like who didn't hear about that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like that was a huge thing when that first happened, like in that book, like when like there was like that viral video like way back when it came out, like they were like, Dumbledore dies, and it's like this guy like runs through the theater and everyone's like is chasing after him like, what the heck? No.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see that, but I do remember when I read it in the books, I lost my cute little mind because I was like in middle school and it had just come out, and I read it straight and I like went to the internet and I was on like MuggleNet and all kinds of Potter forums, and there was these wild theories that people had, and I fully bought into one of them about how like Fox saved him, and it was all like, I don't know, it got very complicated, but obviously everyone was wrong.
Yeah,
but
unfortunately
that was a fun moment.
Yeah,
it ages me, but that's okay.
It's okay. I had MuggleNet too. I think we're in the same age bracket. I think we're both like millennials, or at least like older millennials, but it's like a lot of people. I watched Steven Universe for the first time also in the last year, and
I know what that is.
Oh, it's so cute. But it's also one of those feel shows that it will rock your socks, but it will also make you cry your eyes out because the music is great, but it's also really sad.
I am a cusper technically. I know that doesn't matter, but I need to throw that in there.
Cusper of millennial or Gen X?
Oh my gosh, I look that? No. Oh my goodness, am I giving that vibe?
No.
Do I talk like a Gen X? That's horrifying. No. If so, I need to like relook at my life priorities. No, of a Gen Z. I'm between like Gen Z and millennial because I was 95, right? Which is kind of that like
I'm
in between moment.
You're older than me, but you're fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you meant younger millennials. You said older millennials earlier. And
well,
I was
like,
what?
Some people, like, I don't, that weird millennial, like, they're literally, we're split. Like, there's the really, the ones that, like, my husband age, we're in their 30s and almost 40. And then there's Gen X who are 40, and my cousin's age is in. Then my brother, who is a Gen Z, because he's 98. So it's like, he's like, I'm a millennial, I know this. And I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not.
But no, sweethearts, the cutoff is 95 or 96. Yeah. Like, come on.
And he's just determined, but that's because his girlfriend's older than him and he hates it. And like, it's okay.
People get, I mean, it's funny because I did correct you too. I think people can get very intense about like where they identify. For some reason, it's important to me that I'm in between. I have no idea why. It makes me feel younger, I think.
Probably. So you can be like, I'm related.
Yeah. Well, I am big on TikTok, right? Like, I don't know. I wear big scrunchies again. it was the millennials first.
But it picks me up when the kids, like, because I used to work with, I'm now going to go to middle school. I'm going to be with sixth graders next year or this coming fall. But I was with 10th graders this year. And, like, they were, like, talking about all these different things they like. They're, like, doing the peace sign in front of your face and doing that. And I'm like, we used to do that all the time.
I love doing that. I haven't done that in so long. Yeah. We can do that again? Oh my gosh, you just changed my life. I'm going to do it all the time again.
It was so funny though, because, like, one of the girls were like, peace sign. And I'm like, what? She's like,
posing. The low rise jeans for me, I'm just like, what are you doing? This is not it.
The scrunchies cracked me up though when they came up, because at first I was just thought it was like a random thing, and the Visco girl, and I was just like, okay, we're getting the Visco girl, okay, that's a thing. And then they came out with the e-girl, the opposite, and I'm like, oh no, I feel called out now, because you're basically redoing what my inner person is. And they're like, you're an e-girl? I'm like, yeah.
What is an e-girl? Does that mean emo?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like assuming, but I was like, wait, what if I'm wrong? That would be awkward.
Visco girl is the valley girl that we had when we were in like the preppies and stuff like that. And then the e-girls are the emo girls that we had with the eyeliner and the heavy metal black nails. But now they added in the Korean K-pop stuff now, which I was like, that was kind of a thing, but not huge like it is now. Like, it's everywhere. There's so much Korean.
Yeah, it really took off, I feel like, with BTS in America. I mean, obviously, it was already a big deal other places. But
I honestly, when they first said BTS, I thought they were talking about Backstreet Boys. And so, like, I was like, Backstreet Boys? And the girls are like, no, no, no. And I'm like, what is it then? And they're like, they showed me the video. And I'm like,
oh, wow. I feel like that's a totally different thing. I have a day job and I work in, like, I do social media for a major tech company. So I've interacted before with stuff. So I know a lot of, like, young things on top of for Fan Corner for just, like, whatever. And that's how I know so much about BTS. I know way too much because I've interacted a lot with their fan groups as part of my social media job.
You're just like, I hate to admit this, but yes.
It's a thing. Yeah, I'm like, I know everything. It's fine.
I felt really stupid for a long time about it, because, like, I was tutoring a little eighth grader and she, like, loved her K-pop, and I'm just like, I've never heard these bands before. She's like, how do you not know? And I'm just like, I just didn't know, because like, I've been listening to the same music since I was your age. So, like, my music is very old compared to you. Like, they were born the same age that the music came out, and it's like, oh no, that hurts to think about. Because like, my students were like, yeah, I was born in 2006, and I'm like, oh dang, wow. You were born in 2006 and you're, oh God. And they're like, they're like, are you okay? I'm like, no, not okay. Not okay. They're like, how? And then I wore my 2012 shirt, graduation shirt, for a throwback shirt that they did, like a throwback day, retro, whatever. And they're like, what's that 2012? That wasn't that long ago. I'm like, guys, that was 10 years ago. And they're like, no, it wasn't. I'm like, yeah, it was. And it's like, they're like, how old were we 10 years ago? I'm like, well, you're 15 now. Let's do some math here. And they're like, oh, and I'm like,
that's pretty brutal. You know, things are bad when you're literally in school and you're like, what's 15 minus 10? And you're like, y'all are in middle school. Like, I'm gonna need you to just, like, get it together right now.
And it was really sad because, like, they were watching, they wanted to, one of my classes was obsessed with reliving their childhood. And they were like playing stuff from our childhood. And they're like, oh, I remember when this first came out. I'm like, no, you watched a lot of the reruns. You don't know what it was like to watch it live, because they were watching Fairy Odd Parents, like the original movie, like that really old original movie. I hate saying old because it was like, doesn't feel old to me. But they're like, yeah, this came out. And oh, wow. Like, I watched that on TV when it first came out. And they're like, I'm not that old, guys. Jesus. Like, I watched a lot of things.
I love that we have, like, in common things with them, though.
It just cracks me
up. I think that that's really special, you know, to share those media with them.
And it's really funny, too, to think about, like, I was babysitting back when they were little. And so, like, they're like, we watched this all the time as a kid. I'm like, I know that song all too well. And they're like, you know this song? I'm like, guys, the kids I used to babysit are y'all's age. I've been working with kids since I was 12. You guys are... we're like 5 o'clock, 5 years old, you know, like little tiny babies. I was babysitting you guys because I was enough to start my first job. And they're like, oh, what? I'm like, it just blew their minds a lot of the time of like how old things were. Like they just didn't understand that. So I know this is the podcast rambling, but this is kind of how it goes. It's like we talk about all sorts of things.
That makes sense. Yeah. You mentioned you like Pokemon, right? Do you remember the original series?
Yes. I watched
on the TV show.
That was what I watched. I didn't play the card game. I watched the show and I was shamed a lot of the time for it. And I'm like,
I think that's why Pikachu is my favorite, honestly, because we didn't have cable when I was a kid. That's just not something we had, but I had like one of the VHSs of the Pokemon show and I would watch that VHS a lot. And so I remember those episodes really well, but I know nothing else. So my Pokemon knowledge is like this big, but I'm crazy passionate about Pikachu because I was obsessed with him. Yeah. I was like, he's the cutest thing that's ever happened. So I was just thinking about the show the other day. I was trying to describe it to somebody and they were like, what the hell are you talking about? And I was like, there was a show. Like,
oh, I remember the show. I watched the show. I didn't watch it from beginning to the end, but I watched every now and then episodes. And I'm like, cause like now I play Pokemon Go with my husband and his friends. And I'm just like, this is really fun. All I remember this one. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I didn't. And then he's like, oh, look, there's a new Pokemon movie coming out right now. And I'm like, they still make that. Wow. Okay. You know, like
there's so many games for Pokemon. I like Pokemon Go because it's mostly about catching Pokemon. I don't like battling them. No judgment to people that do. I just like, it feels weird to me. Like, I'm like, they're cute and fluffy. Why are we attacking each other? Yeah. Like, it weirds me out. I need like an active reason to hurt someone in a video game. Yeah. When I have it, I'm violent. But like, if I don't. So, but no, Pokemon Go, I think is really fun. There was the Detective Pikachu a few years ago too. That was really popular, I feel like.
I didn't watch that. My husband did and he said it was okay. But he's like, it's also really weird to see them in the real world, the CGI technology. And I'm like, yeah, that I'm glad it wasn't a thing when we were younger because that'd been even more creepy.
I think it wasn't as creepy as like Sonic. Like, I think it played a lot better than Sonic.
That's good
and thing. It helped that they had such a good voice. Like, I think it was cute. It's worth watching, I think.
I haven't watched it yet, but then again, I'm like, I am way behind a lot of things that are fandom related. I sometimes joke that I should have my fandom card revoked because it's like, you just now watched that. And I'm like,
hold up. Okay. What? No, let's pause. We got to rewind here. Right. There's enough gatekeeping in the fandoms. Like, I feel like you're now internalizing it and gatekeeping yourself.
Yeah.
Fandoms are for whatever level we can or want to engage with it. You know, like if it's stressing us out, like we're like, I'm not caught up or whatever, then that takes away the purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean,
so like no beating yourself up.
No, I try not to, but that's because I'm like, I find fandoms I like, but it's like after the fact, like it's not like watching it live. And that's what a lot of people don't realize is that fandoms, you can join in anytime, you can appreciate it and see that, which I'm trying to remind myself of that every day, you know, like we're gonna do this and we're gonna have fun with it. Just like I've been obsessed with Disney since I was a little child, so it's like I will always go to see the new Disney movie. We watched Turning Red a few days ago and that movie was beautiful and very emotional to be honest.
You know, speaking of like K-pop bands, I think they're supposed to be a K-pop band. Yeah. At least a boy band, right?
Yeah.
What was the name of the band in the movie? You might remember.
I don't, it's been a while though. Like it was really a weird name.
I was literally listening to it today. What?
Wartown?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's actually, the song is like straight fire. Like,
it's so funny though. Like it's like, you don't expect it to sound like as it does though. It's just like, what in the world is this mess? Like it reminds me of like the boy bands when we were little though. Like, you know, like it's like this makes, we're not as the same age as them when they came up, but like when we were little we would listen to music not knowing what it means and it was cute and it was just funny though to see the emotions. I felt the emotions with the mother stuff. I was like, oh my gosh, like guys, Disney, what are you doing with all these emotion movies? I don't even know if I want to rewatch it, but I really loved the animation of it. It was really cute.
Yeah, it was cute. I'm sus of intergenerational trauma being fixed. that easily.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a beautiful, definitely a beautiful moment though. Yeah. Which is funny because I feel like Disney a lot lately, a lot of the new movies have been about intergenerational trauma, because Encanto was as well.
Mm-hmm. Encanto. So. Is that not Encanto? Wow, my southern accent came out. Encanto. Cool. But that movie's also really good. I mean, is really funny.
Sorry, I made an Etsy sell for those of you that were like, what the hell is that noise?
I was saying, Cash App, someone's making a
cash. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I also do, oh my gosh, I was going to make a joke, but I forgot the name of it. What's the name for like when you sell feet pictures for money?
Yeah, the little, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember. But
the danger of like doing a like after your corporate job / teaching for you of like doing the podcast is like our brains are already mush. Like it's like, there's nothing there.
And it's like, when we want to think about, it's like, oh, we're supposed to make it. There's a reference. What is it? It's like, oh yeah, it's 4:10. Oh yeah. The, like,
yeah.
Watch the movie. Why is it not? Just like I said, Encanto instead of Encanto.
Okay. But that's your southern accent, yeah, to be fair. So like, that's,
I just know that my listeners know I'm southern in certain ways. And it's like, I do love the movie. I do, guys. Like, that's nothing about that. Oh no. So I don't know why it does this, because it doesn't do that. But okay. Well, I guess it needs to wrap up. I should probably upgrade to this. So I think we got about 10 minutes before I have to cut this short, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I just want to let you know so that way we're not cut off. But last time I did this, it didn't cut me off. So again, listeners, I'm sorry for like cutting an episode shorter. We know we love having Rachel. And is there anything you want to plug before we end the little thing, like about yours possibly?
Yeah. So I would say if you like fandom stuff, any fandom stuff, or just laughing, to come check out Fan Corner Creation on Instagram and TikTok. You know, even if you don't want to buy our products, I think we are definitely a very welcoming community and wild, you know, just absolutely unhinged things that I'm doing on TikTok, and skits and all kinds of stuff. And then I actually have, we all have our own podcast as well called Fan Corner. And it is unhinged. Absolutely unhinged. We just did an episode that was like a nerdy edition of FMK, so F Mary Kill, and it was wild. The things that came out of our mouth, we were in editing and I was like, should we cut this? And we didn't, but like it was like a moment of like, this went a little too seriously funny. But
well, that sounds like a good one. So like, if you guys want to listen to more about Rachel and her podcast, you can, I will definitely be linking it down on our little Instagram feed, as well as on the episode description of this once it goes live, which will probably go live in the next few minutes because we're running out of time. But thank you, Rachel, for joining us on this little fandom.
It goes live that fast?
Well, yeah, because I'm trying to make it more unique and like that way it's relaxed so that people don't feel like, oh, I have to do so many things before we edit it. Because if you tell people we're going to edit it, they think you have to be here the entire time. But I know people have lives and it's mush because we're tired most of the time, because I record in the evenings most often. So I let people know that. And so that, but don't worry, you're not going to be critiqued. You're not going to be like, I'm not going to censor things. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
So that way people don't feel pressure to be like, oh, I have to censor myself. It's like, no, just, we're just having a conversation and we're talking about stuff that's nerdy. And I'm sad we didn't get to talk about Encanto as much as we did before, but we'll definitely have to have a hang out again.
Hey, we have 7 minutes. I say we go for it. Encanto speed round. Encanto. Do you know what I mean? Right.
Okay, so I just don't know if it's going to cut the recording up. That's what I'm like, please don't end the recording.
No, I'll watch the timer. Okay. If you want to do a speed round, I'll watch it. I'll make sure we're like, bye, like right before.
All right, but okay, so like the favorite song from the movie, like is there a top one that you have on loop? Is it, I mean,
I don't know how anyone chooses a favorite song. Like that's unhinged to me from Encanto. I know everyone chooses Louisa's song, yeah, right? And I get it. It's a beautiful song. It is one of my favorites, but I also like, I don't think we talk about the perfectionist sister enough.
I love that
you
one.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know
exactly. Yes. So- that freeing moment of like letting herself experiment and be and like not putting her entire worth into her creations. Like I was like, y'all, Like, we take note. Do you know what I mean? And then obviously we don't talk about Bruno is just slays for no reason whatsoever.
That song slays. It was like so overplayed for so long though. It's like, it like went from don't talk about Bruno for so much. And I was okay with that. But then it like shifts to Yuluisa and I'm like, what happened to the hype of don't talk about Bruno? And Luisa's song is great. It's a great banger. I love it. But it was just like that switch was so funny though. It's like we're like obsessed with Bruno and poor little Bruno. And now it's like, switch. We're going to talk about Luisa now and like talk about the pressure. As an older sibling, I definitely related to like all the older sibling stuff. So I was just like, yep, I feel this. And my husband's like, it's so good though. But I mean, it's just a beautiful animation movie though. Like that scene in the river with grandma, with Imelda and like Mirabelle, it was like so pretty. Like,
I thought that one was more believable, honestly, that intergenerational trauma healing, because like it felt more built up with the grandma, like the tension between them, the way it was rising and stuff. And like it had more time to
like
come to a conclusion. Like I felt like it was more directly addressed.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I did really like that. Love Abuela, but also like Abuela. What are you doing?
Yeah. I do wonder though, like about the triplet situation. Like I want to know more about them and their like husbands and stuff like that. Like I want to know like the love stories, and I like to know the like little hidden details of like the coupling was so cute. And it's like, okay, I want to know more. I know there's books for kids that you can read and find out those things that they sometimes count as canon. But
oh, like Disney make extra things.
Yeah.
You know, some of that Disney extra canon stuff I love. Like some people are like, oh, the sequels don't count. But Little Mermaid 2 is straight fire. And I will fight anyone to the death on this.
It is cute. Like, it is adorable. I will definitely agree with you on that one. I have not seen Ariel's beginning yet. I have not, but it's on there. And I was like, you haven't seen it. But I love Cinderella's 3. That was one of my really cute little movies.
Wait, did you say Ariel's beginning?
Yeah, there's a prequel one.
I remember she had a TV show, but I didn't know she had a prequel movie.
It's a prequel movie. It even has the mom and dad. It's kind of like Footloose meets like Little Mermaid together. So it's like,
okay, I'm like really sus, but I'm definitely gonna watch it. I love Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
I liked. So you have watched Little Mermaid 2 though, right? Okay, like I have this pet peeve when people hate Ariel and say she's not feminist because they're like, oh, she doesn't save herself. I'm like, first of all, she saved Eric.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all. But secondly, I think 2 solves it. And so I like to throw it in people's faces because she's the one that goes after her daughter, right? Like Eric doesn't, like he can't.
He's like, I'll just go do the land thing. And it's like,
yeah, he's like on the ship. He's doing his best, right? Like we're not shading him. But at the same time, like Ariel's low key just the hero, right? So
we don't judge Eric, but at the same time, he could be so much better. Like, and that really bothered me, the change of the voice actor of Eric. I'm not going to lie. Like in the second one, his voice kind of was weird. And I was also, I hate to say Ariel, the first song of Little Mermaid 2 was kind of strange. If you listen to it, like the words, the way it sounds, like Ariel is coming. You're like, wait, what? There's a little fish. And it's like, my dirty mind was terrible. And at first, like my friend pointed it out. And I'm like, how dare
you? How old were you when you first watched?
I was like 13.
That you were even thinking
that. I was 13 and I had guy friends growing up. Okay, I didn't have a lot of female friends and they were like ruined everything. So like that was partially why.
Okay, I think I was like a legit kid when I watched it, so I was like, wait, what? Like
so my guy friends were terrible growing up. Like I hate saying it, but like it was just like, guys, seriously, like they're like, it's so cute. And I'm like, yeah, it's cute. And then they're like, you know what that sounds like? And I'm like, you know, guy friends, quit doing that, you know.
Yeah, stop ruining the vibes.
Yeah,
you know, this isn't a purposeful thing. Like Babette and Lumiere was totally a purposeful. There's one point where he like, you see them behind like a thing and like her feathers come out.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's like rated R over there. Like really.
Well, there's also a theory. I know we're like a 2-minute mark, but there's this theory out there. Like that Chip is actually the Beast's love child. And that's why it looks like the younger version of the Beast. If you look at
it kind of does. I mean, I don't think that, is it? I don't know. Sometimes people send theories on things get unhinged. Some of the like Obi-Wan ones currently coming out, I'm like, I'm gonna need y'all to just not like.
Which is what I was like, I love those things, but I'm also like, when I watch them, I'm just like, you're stretching it so thin. How far are they gonna go with this? And they go as far as they can go. And I'm like, you're nuts. Like, what the heck are you guys thinking about? Like the weird theories and stuff. Like, I love them, but they're just bizarre.
Like, yeah. So they're fun examples of, like, I do think they're good at, like, developing critical thinking skills. Like, I'm sure as a teacher, I don't know. Like, if a teacher gave me the assignment when I was younger of, like, make the argument with a Harry Potter series for X, Y, or Z, I'd be like, I'm on it. I can convince you of anything. Like,
I mean, especially now, like, there's so much fandom stuff that I'm just like, I've went on a rabbit hole of Coralife theories, and those were, like, fantastic. And I'm like, this is a wormhole, but I love this wormhole. And I didn't
know. That's such a dark wormhole. Coraline scares the hell out of me.
It was crazy.
I love listening to Neil Gaiman talk about it, though. Yeah. Like, he has a master class, and I was like, man, you're amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to end your own podcast for you, but now I'm stressed. Okay. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on this. Hopefully, I should just upgrade to pro. I've been putting it off. But again, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great evening, afternoon, morning, whatever time you interview or listen to this. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Okay.
Bye, y'all.